New Orleans City Council is voting on an ordinance to remove four Confederate monuments. The mayor introduced it after nine black churchgoers were shot by a white gunman in Charleston, South Carolina, over the summer. Hundreds of New Orleanians and many out-of-towners spoke before the council at a public hearing last week. Nina Feldman has more on the final vote.
Those who want them to come down say public monuments should reflect a city's current values. And the four in question, a tribute to the White League, Confederate President Jefferson Davis, Generals P.T. Beauregard and Robert E. Lee, don't meet that criteria. Michael Moore, an organizer known as A Scribe Called Quest, started the group Take 'em Down NOLA and spoke at a heated public meeting.
The symbols are the heart of the matter. The symbols are the reason why we have a disparity, 50% unemployment for black men, 50%. They are the seed of the ideology that created the systems that keep us enslaved today.
The opposition says taking them down erases history and could open a Pandora's box of renaming and removals, said Stanley Richard.
If the council votes to remove these four monuments, we will be back here again next year discussing the removal of now Andrew Jackson, Bienville. This will not end till every monument and statue is taken down, every name changed, and the image of the fleur-de-lis is removed from the city.
Hundreds of people testified before city council last week amidst a constant flow of interruptions and name-calling. The council announced that during the vote, comments will be limited to 30 minutes per side, with speakers alternating between pro and con. David Goldfield is a Civil War expert at the University of North Carolina. As to whether removing these four will lead to an endless stream of removals and renamings, he says there's a pretty easy place to draw that line.
What's different about the Civil War, I think, is that the Confederacy's leaders unequivocally sought to perpetuate the institution of slavery, and future generations of white Southerners erected these statues primarily to ratify white supremacy and black oppression. It was central to their being.
The four monuments in question were erected after the Civil War as a part of what's often called the Lost Cause Movement, an effort to glorify Confederate leaders. Councilwoman LaToya Cantrell came out against the plan because the mayor didn't ask the community or the majority black city council which monuments to remove and which to leave alone. But her stance came under fire from members of the crowd, like Deidre Lewis.
LaToya Cantrell, the difference between right and wrong, said that this is not a community-driven process, that there's no movement rising up to demand this action. I guess you're just discounting us. Do you know what integrity is? It is called doing the right thing when no one is looking, okay? You are sitting there in charge of blacks who may not be in touch with things that would properly purport their lives. People like you, Ms. Cantrell, the difference between right and wrong, should be there to champion those people.
Cantrell says there are more options than just keeping these four up or taking them down. She says polarizing the issue like this can be damaging. It doesn't lead to discussion, it leads to fights, like the one last week in City Hall.
If you're not for it, then you're racist. And if you're for it, then you're just radical. It's not fair. It's not a way to build community. But when you allow for a process that is inclusive, it allows you to then put everything on the table and then determine what is more important.
But others argue, take these four down and that will start a community process. Renaming, after all, has a long history in New Orleans. In the 90s, activist Malcolm Suber led a campaign to rename New Orleans public schools after leaders who weren't slaveholders. By 2005, the Orleans Parish School Board had renamed 27 schools, including George Washington Elementary. Suber says there's a lot at stake here.
We're actually battling for the soul of the city. And the question is, are we going to build a new reality that is more inclusive, more progressive, and rejects white supremacy?
The slippery slope logic sounds familiar to Bill Quigley. He teaches about social change at Loyola Law School.
When women were given the right to vote, they were saying, well, you know, next they're going to want an equal say in marriages, and then they're going to want to own property. This is the way that societies change. We take one step, it's not going to satisfy everybody, and there'll be a second step and a third step and a fourth step in our community.
If the council votes to remove the monuments, the mayor has said they should go in museums, not be trashed. Then, of course, a new process will have to start about what will replace them. For WWNO, I'm Nina Feldman.